My first guest is my friend and the executive director of the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts, Mr. Walter Allen. So glad to have you all here.
Thanks for having us today.
We have a whole cast waiting in the room, but what's a little bit unusual, what y'all are doing starting out the fall season is a double bill.
Correct.
How did that come to be, first of all?
Well, we wanted to start off the season with a big bang, something that would really get people interested in coming out and seeing what SYAA has to offer. And we wanted to show that we weren't just about musicals and we weren't just about straight plays, that we could do them both. So we picked two small shows, one's Little Women and one's You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Little Women has some amazing female leads in it, as well as a couple of male leads. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown has some amazing male leads, as well as a couple of good female leads. And we decided that that was the way to go and that we would try it and see what happens. It's been an interesting journey.
So, yeah, being able to do both of those things is one thing, but being able to do both of those things at the same time. So I'm almost in like in a repertory theater format. So that... Talk to us about performance dates, because people are looking at those going, okay, wait, when can I see one, or wait, when can I see the other one?
Well, you would think we might do one weekend and one the other, but no, we're crazy.
That would be too easy.
We're crazy. So we decided that we're going to alternate them back and forth. First of all, we open Little Women this Friday, tomorrow, at 7 o'clock. The next day at 2 o'clock, we'll be performing You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And they continue to perform in rotation every other performance time this weekend and next weekend. Of course, you can find those performance times on our website, syaaonline.com.
I was going to say that the easy way is to just go to the website.
That's
and you
right.
can see when everything is. If you're still there, syaaonline.com, and you don't find exactly what it is you're looking for, give the box office a call. They'll be happy to talk to you. That number I have written down over here is 812-7922. So we're going to hear some performances. I will also say the caveat that since this is Vocal Vibes, we do have the vocal performance side with your good
sure.
man, Charlie Brown. You can also go to the KEDM website at kedm.org and hear a terrific interview with the director of Little Women, Kathy Webb, mm-hmm. and Catherine Steffens, who I don't remember
Catherine
who she plays.
Catherine Steffens plays Marmee, the mother of the four March children in Little Women. Yeah.
So that that interview is was on Lanyap last week, and it's on our website right now at kedm.org. All right, so turning the page into the middle studio here at KEDM, we're going to be starting out, I'll name some cast members. Nathan Frick as Charlie Brown, Michaela Jolly as Snoopy, Hannah Mathurin as Lucy, Michael Mathurin as Linus, Jonathan Spence as Schroeder, and Ashley Newton as Sally. So many of your favorite characters from the Charlie Brown comic strip brought to life. They're accompanied on the piano by Jeannie Dixon Patterson, who is music directing in there and is particularly fabulous. I'm making signals into the other room. We're about ready to go. Yeah, I think we're ready. This is the first song they're doing is the title song of the show.
The opening number of the show.
Yes, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the cast of Charlie Brown from the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts here on KEDM Public Radio.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown, and we know you will go very far. Yes, it's hard to believe, almost frightening to conceive, what a good man you are.
You are kind.
You are kind to all the
What are some of the challenges of doing the show? Because the show was originally premiered off-Broadway and then mm-hmm. came back
like 30 years later.
Late 90s, yeah, as Broadway. What are the challenges of being able to translate something that was written for adult performers to a show that's for young performers, even though they're extraordinary young performers?
They are extraordinary. You know, I guess one of the challenges is vocally. Some of the ranges of the students aren't as developed as an adult voice, so we did have to shift a couple of the notes around, but honestly, it's not that many. We took on another challenge, I guess, because normally the character of Snoopy is played by a male, but we have Michaela Jolly, a female, playing it, so we did have to play around with the music some, because we couldn't... Well, I guess we could have transposed the music, but instead of doing that for our drummer and, our guitarist and our bass player, we kept it in the same key and we just let Michaela play around a little bit with the music, and she's done a lovely job of that. Other than that, I mean, I really just throw everything I can at these kids and treat them like they're adults because they rise to the challenge and they put on a phenomenal show. I mean, you'll be, you know, you think kids' theater, you think, I'm going to be bored for an hour. I'm going to sit here and look at these cute little precious faces go across the stage, and yeah, that's great and good and all. No, you are going to be thoroughly and completely entertained if you come to this show. I mean, it's Little Women as well. Both of them are just amazing performances that tell these stories and make you laugh and cry and just feel good all inside.
That's what I find is something extraordinary about what you do is that you're able to not just, okay, well, here are some students who are learning about theater, but you're performing stories that is terrific storytelling. And I think that's a huge piece about what you do is you're developing performers, but you're also making great entertainment.
Well, and that's one of my goals. It's actually one of the byproducts of what I want to do. I want to teach these kids. I mean, our mission at SYAA is arts education for North Louisiana. In my opinion, you're not doing your students a service if you are just trying to teach them a few things here and there. No, I mean, these kids need to learn the ways of a professional theater organization. You know, they need to be able to go off and say, oh, I know how this is run. I know how to run tech. I know how to run in a music rehearsal. I know how a choreography rehearsal works. Not that they're going to go off and be actors or actresses, but knowing how these processes work and knowing how to communicate in these instances, being self-aware of themselves and self-confident enough to participate in these wild and weird activities that we do, makes them more successful as young professionals, whether they decide to go be a doctor, a lawyer, you know, a mechanic, whatever they decide to do in their life. You know, they're able to do so better because they know who they are and they know their amazing capabilities that they have inside.
The challenges of being able to relate a Broadway-style musical mm-hmm. to a comic strip is, you know, comic strips have their own story in three panes.
They do.
Whereas this is really a show in two acts, and it does tell a story.
It does. It tells the story of, you know, these kids and their friendships and how those friendships have their ups and downs and everything in between. I mean, anyone who knows Charlie Brown and Lucy knows how much Lucy loves Charlie Brown, but she also loves to tease him and ruin his life in many, many ways, pulling the football, etc. I think one of the interesting things that this story does and that the director, Richard May, has done with it is that the kids almost grow up a little bit through the course of the show, you know. It shows them maturing and learning lessons and becoming a little bit more interested and aware of the world around them, especially, of course, the lead character of Charlie Brown. And it does it in comic strip style vignettes, which is what actually inspired the set design for the show. If you are expecting to come seeing a comic strip come to life, you are literally going to see a comic strip come to life. And if you want to know what I mean by that, you just have to come.
You just have to come. I was going to say, how do you do that on a stage? You just have to come see it. Okay, let's go to another song. We'll move forward a little bit. This is called Book Report. Walter set this up for us.
This actually ends the first act of the show, and all of the kids have been assigned to read Peter Rabbit, the tale of Peter Rabbit, and then they've been assigned to write a book report on it. Of course, these are the And this is their reactions and their attempts at writing this book report.
From the cast of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, here in the studio at KEDM, we have Ashley Newton as Sally, Jonathan Spence as Schroeder, Michael Mathern as Linus, Hannah Mathern as Lucy. Yes, they are brother and sister, and they play brother and sister. Michaela Jolly as Snoopy, Nathan Frick as Charlie Brown, and I'm sitting here talking with Walter Allen. The best way to get tickets is really the website, SYAA Online. Now, let's hear Book Report from the cast of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, at SYAA, here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.
Rabbit is the stupid book about the stupid rabbit who steals vegetables from other people's gardens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
I have to joke a little bit because when I first heard about the casting of the show and somebody said, yeah, Nathan Frick's going to be Charlie Brown, I said, that's perfect. So why would I say that? I guess I have to ask you, have you heard that reaction from anybody else? And why would we say that, Nathan?
Yes, I actually have heard that from a lot of people because in real life, in my life, I am like the positive of Charlie Brown. You know, I just portray a lot of his personality traits, I guess. So.
something like, because you are usually pretty soft spoken, but yet
yes.
You're also a very talented performer, and I think it's interesting to see that what you bring to the table and what you bring to the character.
Right.
Well, and on top of that, he's a little bit of a goofball, you know, which of course that doesn't hurt anything.
Right.
That helps too. So what's been the most fun thing for you for getting Charlie Brown ready?
I guess I just like rehearsing. I don't know. I mean, you know, just doing Charlie Brown, I guess all of it is really fun.
Just the process. So, the process
yes.
itself, putting it together.
Yes.
Well, great. I'm really, really enjoying hearing you all perform today, and I look forward to the show itself. Next to her, on the next mic over, Michaela Jolly is playing Snoopy, which, as you said, Walter, was historically a male role, mm-hmm. and so switched up a couple of things. What's that been like for you, Michaela?
It's been stressful. I had to change a lot of my songs into different keys and just change a lot of stuff about them, but we made it work. So
Snoopy is such a pivotal character in the comic strip. He's kind of that way he has his own storylines, but he also weaves his way into the storylines of the kids too, and I think that's part of what's fun. What would you say is the most fun about either disturbing what the kids are doing or the adventures that Snoopy goes off on his own?
Well, I disturb a lot of people in real life, so I mean, just getting to do it on stage, it makes it even more fun. Getting to do it to other people.
Getting to do it for real with a script sometimes.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true.
It's funny because it's true. All right, we've got time for one more song. We should let you know you're listening right now and enjoying this performance. We have the cast of Your Good Man Charlie Brown live in the KEDM studios, and tickets are available at syaaonline.com or at 812-7922. I'm here with the executive director for the show, Walter Allen. He's also the choreographer. And we've got one more song, the finale of the show itself. Performed by the cast, the leads of the cast, including, we just spoke to Michaela Jolly playing Snoopy, Nathan Frick as Charlie Brown. We also have Hannah and Michael Mathern, Hannah as Lucy and Michael as Linus, Jonathan Spence as Schroeder, and Ashley Newton as Sally. We'll leave you with the finale from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.
Happiness is two kinds of ice cream.
Knowing a secret.
Climbing a tree. Happiness is five different careers.